Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, Barbecue Bob and I shot north this weekend. We are at Tip-Up Town, USA, Houghton Lake, Michigan. Kind of a cool area around here, man. This is giant resort town. And it's really not a town in and of itself. The lake is the focus, but there's all these great little bars and restaurants and things going on all around the lake.
Well, it is a town. I mean, Houghton Lake is also a city, but there's the lake, and then there's the city of Houghton Lake. So that's a pretty good-sized town. It's definitely worth your trip up.
Easy, right up 75 till you hit the M55 crossroad.
Yep.
Shoot about a half a mile to the east, and bang. You're on. You're right where we are, pretty much. We're on the south end of the lake here doing our broadcast. We're going to be on the south end of the lake most of the day today because we're doing a little barbecue at the family tent.
That's right. And that's right down the ice just a little bit from the beer tent. We went to the beer tent last night, and they had a great band there. It's very cool. It reminds me of, like, the Winter Beer Fest because you're outside, and there's tons of people there. Snowmobiles pulling up off the water. You buy some beer tickets, a variety of beers and hard ciders and twisted teas and stuff like that, and just have fun. I would be building a big fire outside. The only thing I would want to add to it is like a giant, giant bonfire.
Yeah. Well, we'll be building a couple fires a little bit later today because Barbecue Bob and I are going to be throwing down a little bit of free food. You just heard us talk to Ron from R&J Markets, and he's going to be bringing in a bunch of stuff, and we're going to cook it up and give it away.
Yeah, so we've been looking forward to Tip-Up Town for a long time, but we also do something that's called Operation GI Barbecue, and it's an effort to bring barbecue to our troops overseas, and it's made just wonderful progress. We're very close to our goal. The donations around Christmas and leading up to Christmas really slowed down, so we need to finish that thing off. We've only got about 8,000 more to go, maybe. The more, the better. I mean, I don't want just what it'll take. I'd like extra so that we can start our fund for next year. But either way, what we're doing is we're sending a cargo plane full of barbecue sauce, charcoal. We've had companies step forward like mad. I'm wearing a Stormy Cromer, which really turns Randy on. He's wearing a Stormy Cromer shirt, which, we love.
Really makes me look hot.
Stormy Cromer jackets we had on last night at the event. You know, all the comments I get from wearing this. Okay, we've had Original Juan, my barbecue sauce manufacturer that I've been repping for years. They gave us three pallets. They're like, you know, huge in my book because three pallets of barbecue sauce. That's like $15,000 worth of sauce they donated. Parker Pure Country Charcoal from Tennessee. They donated, you know, as many skids of charcoal as we need, basically, is what they said. Woodfire Fuels given us barbecue grit. Henry Rifles.
This is the one we need to talk about now.
Henry Rifles donated a couple of guns.
You have two repeating rifles. They're unique serial numbers. They're a match set. There's a 30-30 and a 45-70 lever-action rifles. These are on display right now in a sporting goods store down in Grand Rapids called Allen Bob Sports on South Division, just south of 28th Street. And we're going to be doing a gig on February 18th with yet another company that's stepped up to support us, and that is the Bonefish Grill, which is down in Grand Rapids. On the 18th, we're going to have an auction. They've provided a bunch of prizes, a bunch of food and drink, and we're going to have an event there from 5:30 to 8:30 on February the 18th, and we're going to auction off these two rifles for GI Barbecue.
It's a Thursday. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. We'll be there for part of the happy hour, and we're going to have these Henrys on display. But Bonefish, what they also did is they stepped up and gave us a bunch of golf apparel, gift cards, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to also auction all those great donations from Bonefish Grill. And then the following weekend, February 27th, from 11 to 2, our great sponsor in Grand Rapids for vehicles, Van Andel and Flickama, the biggest Jeep dealer in West Michigan, stepped up and is going to donate a barbecue. So you come into Van Andel and Flickama from 11 to 2 on the 27th of February, and that's a good – it's a Saturday if you're out and about shopping. Come on down, test drive a Jeep, and get a barbecue sandwich and throw a few bucks in the bucket and help out GI Barbecue.
Today we're up at the Tip-Up Town USA. There's going to be a community tent on the south end of the lake, and we've got some of these Stormy Cromer hats. I don't, this isn't Tradio. We're not trying to sell everything we can, but we are very serious about this Operation GI Barbecue, and we're doing everything we can to raise money. And one of the things we'll be doing today is we've got some limited edition Stormy Cromer hats. They're sized.
Tradio.
They're gorgeous. And you got to get down there because, again, every dollar that we raise in all of these efforts, 100% of it goes towards Operation GI Barbecue. We are taking zero overhead on this. We're just working on this.
And actually, Operation Injured Soldiers is handling all the money through their 501c3. So even there, Pamela and Tom Lindsley, these guys are just awesome giving people, and that's another big blessing. But made me laugh when you said Tradio, because I spent my summers in the UP, and I didn't know it was anywhere else. I thought it was just in the UP. I don't know. Was it down here as well?
Well, sure. You thought there was nothing anywhere else but in the UP. If
well,
because
it was
man.
Such a funny show that, you know, people would call up and I got a pickup truck, the Chevy, got for sale. You know, gonna get maybe $200 for it. It was just so funny. Anyway, I'm reminiscing. But GI Barbecue, go to thegrillinguys.com. Check us out. Hit us at Facebook/thegrillinguys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy at Twitter. See the thread here, the common thread?
Yeah, right.
It's Grillin' Guys.
You're a marketing genius.
Let me tell you what. Amazes me.
Yeah.
yeah, so we're broadcasting live out of UPS 98.5, and we are excited to get out there and get to some of that Best Choice Markets food. I think we should tell Ron we'll come down and pick that food up because I want you to walk into that place and see it.
Oh, we'll come down and pick it up because it's a man place and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, you put together a little man law segment here for us. So what's that look like today?
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man!
Well, it kind of goes in line with the cheesy bread that Ron brought in here. never hesitate to reach for that last beverage or pizza, but not both. That's just mean.
Right. Share it up. You know, you always get that awkward moment when there's like one piece of something really good left. And you have it. No, have it.
There's always that person that'll go, yep, nope, it's mine.
Yeah.
That would be one of my boys.
Yeah.
they don't care if you're in the room or not. It's like,
no debate.
Or Zeus. They're like Zeus, you know.
Well, yeah. Like, Zeus is Bob's dog.
Try not to take the fingers off.
Yeah, he will. Zeus will do that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we talked about GI Barbecue. Had our boys from Paddle Hard Brewing in here. Thank you so much for the marathon. We didn't get any little bit of Seth, but that Milltown Java was really good.
Great eye-opener
really
in the
good.
Morning. These guys are up in Grayling. Get up there and check them out because they're making good beer, and it's not too far from here. Great little day trip. Take an hour or two, get up there. They got some good session beers so you won't get knocked off your chair. And just enjoy your Saturday in northern Michigan, man, or central northern Michigan.
You know, one of the other things we're going to be doing on that demo today is pork loin. And I got a great little technique I'd like to tell them about pork loin real quick. It's just something I kind of stumbled into after getting good with a Jacquard, which is a meat tenderizer. I started, you know, really struggling with pork loin because they want to dry up so much on you. And I got the Jacquard and briskets and all this stuff. So I thought, how about if I cut that pork loin into big, thick chops and Jacquard the crap out of it, you know, just pound it. And so I rubbed it with some Old World olive garlic. And I threw some of this allspice on it. I can't think of the name of it. Ron gave it to me, actually, and pounded it in with the Jacquard, which has about 40. Mine has 45 little blades that hit the meat. And I just beat on it, beat on it, beat on it, and flip it over, rub the other side, oil it. you throw that thing on the grill, and you bring it up to about 145, and by the time it's cooked, it looks just like a perfect pork chop. It doesn't look like the roadkill you turn it into in the pulverizing process. But if you try that with oil on it and then throw it on the grill, you'll be pleasantly surprised. And that's for a pork loin.
And you know that that's done. We use a thermopen. You can use any digital thermometer that you want, because you want to make sure that you don't overcook pork, because it will dry out. You get it to about 140 in the center, and everything's good. That's just something you absolutely need to do, is not overcook pork.
Okay. So thanks so much for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week, and we love you.